22 towards Hammond, Florida Boulevard, Livingston, Louisiana. Just across from the Livingston Parish Fairgrounds. HendersonAuctions.com. Best auction business license, AB-459.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programs on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans, the Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
A lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
All right, welcome to the Wednesday night edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And it's been just me for the last couple of weeks, but not the case anymore. Welcome back, dude. Welcome back, Rude.
Thanks, buddy. The Rudester's back. Yeah, I've missed doing the show, but daddy's back, so let's just jump right into this, man.
All right. Well, we didn't do a show the last couple of days because I was waiting for you. But did you have a good weekend? Everything go good?
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't bad. Let's see, what did we do? We went shopping and, you know, just spent unnecessary money, you know, living the American dream, man. We've had some decent weather up here followed by some really cold weather. It's it's just a weird trend that's going on, but I don't know if winter's over with or not. Probably not.
Yeah, it's 80 degrees here today, but apparently it's going to be chilly for the rest of the month at least. So,
wow.
Yeah, and I had an interesting weekend, mostly because I was barbecuing Saturday evening, and my dog ended up locking me out of the house with my phone inside. So that was a bit of a ordeal Saturday evening. So I guess really Saturday night. So.
Yeah,
he's something else, and so now I've got to make sure that I keep my keys on me no matter what I'm doing. So yeah. Other than that, just hung out, played some video games, watched some football, watched some basketball, and And that was about it.
Yes, I added on to my weekend there. I played some video games and watched some crazy football and been striking out on some parlays the last few weeks. Just by, you know, missing one or two, it's just like, man, I'm tired of giving them my money, coming up short.
Yeah, I'm with you. I had one last night. It was a 12-leg parlay. It paid out $1,700 on $10, and I missed it by two. And one of the legs, I had Siakam, the guy from the Raptors. I had him. I took his over at 23.5. He had 23. And, yeah. And then James Harden last night. I don't know what the hell his problem was, but he his over-under was 20.5, and he had 6 total points.
Yeah, that guy. A few years ago when he was with Houston, I don't know. I must have been brainwashed or fell down or hit my head or something, but I thought he was the greatest thing since Jordan. And man, what a dummy to think that. That guy,
yeah,
he's just, I think he's kind of a poison inside the clubhouse is what I think. Mm-hmm. But anywho, yeah, I get you on the bets. I had a couple DraftKings going last night. I had they had a special for Embiid from Philly to get a double-double. And I missed that by one rebound. He had 9 rebounds. And then I had an 11-pick parlay with plus 24/410 on the odds. So if you could just imagine that, a $10 bet, I think it would have paid out like $2,400. I had some I got my Kansas State right. They won by a point. Houston, Tennessee, missed out on North Carolina, winning by 14. And this one was a bad one here, but I was just kind of going for underdogs. Butler got beat by almost 20 points. Well, yeah, did he get beat by 20, 21. And I got Dayton, Ball State, VCU, Kent State, Richmond, and then my last one, Texas, they got beat 78-67. So I missed 3 out of there, but you know, it could have been closer, but I'm just kind of been reeling lately. So I've just kind of been stretching my luck and really wanting that big payout when I should maybe be going for, you know, marginal wins.
Yeah. Well, I've been kind of fortunate. Well, I got one last week. It was, you know, it was over 5. But well, and I had another one on Monday that I ended up it was 13 legs and I missed it. I had 2 legs that didn't come through, which one of them was Najee Marshall needed one more point for the Pelicans, and CJ McCollum needed a half a point, so I lost out on, I think it was $890 by a point and a half total.
Sickening, isn't it?
It really is.
It does, man. It's well, I mean, whoever's, you know, listening out there that makes wagers, they know what the deal is. But
yeah,
it you get so close and it's just like you're staring at your phone, or if you're watching the game, you're like, you got to be kidding me right now.
Yeah, well, and the bad thing is you can see it coming way before it ever even happens. You know, yeah. Like, you know, especially with how, like, with the NBA specifically, like the way they have their rotation set up for, you know, bringing in bench players and things like that, you know, almost before the end of the first quarter, if it's going to happen for you or not.
Yeah. That's like I said last night with the Sixers, with a good old Joel, they were kind of, they were putting it to him in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, he wasn't even on the court with 2 minutes left to play with 9 rebounds. So I'm like, they ain't putting him back in. There's no need to.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's a dirty game, man. For sure. For sure. For sure.
And then you got players, you know, I've seen some NFL. Well, he's not an NFL, he's an NBA player. I forget his name, but I think I've sent it to you before, just seeing some of his tweets. He's like, you know, hating on sports betting, and I don't care about y'all's, you know, parlays and this and that. And it's like, well, you should, pal, because that's your job, basically. I mean, you're in the sports industry, and geez, I you know, I would think DraftKings, FanDuel, whatever, you know, company that, you know, is involved in this, you know, has some, you know, good turnover with it, you know.
Right.
But yeah, it's just like, come on.
Well, one thing real quick before we go to break, did you see yesterday that Madonna announced, I guess it was yesterday or day before, that she's going to have a world tour again?
No, I didn't see that, but
have you seen a picture of her lately?
No, I have not, but I mean, she's not aging gracefully, and that's one thing I can say.
No, dude, she doesn't even, she looks like she's had so much work done. She almost looks like an alien now.
And yeah, she could be, you never know.
She could be. And I was just thinking, like, I saw the video on TikTok or Instagram, one of those, that like her making her announcement by having a game of truth or dare. And I'm just thinking, I'm like, I think the time for playing truth or dare at her age, I think is past. And I don't know who really wants to watch that anymore.
Yeah, I can't see her and Britney Spears making out on stage anymore. Nah. I don't think that's going to happen. And one thing I real quick is they got to fix ticket prices, man. Yeah. It's getting ridiculous to even go to a concert anymore. Yeah. It's a shame is what it is.
Yes, it is. I agree. All right. Well, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll talk about the NFL playoffs. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Whatever I feel is come to light.
Whatsoever I fall on. Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM. Do we want to get
rocked? All right. Welcome back to the Something to Say radio show. So, big weekend in the NFL, the first week of the playoffs, super wild card weekend. And, man, talking about betting, I didn't do worth a crap this weekend on NFL games. The only one I really got was I took the 49ers and the points, which I think was like 7.5 or something like that. 8.5 maybe. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you what, I think Brock Purdy's the real deal out there in San Francisco.
He's got to be, man. That kid has played his heart out. and their quarterback carousel they've had going on there for the last couple of years, I think he just blew that whole plan out of the water. Trey Lance, you probably need to go find another job or another profession, because for one, you've proven you can't stay healthy. Yeah. But I think he'll be playing for a different team next year, because, you know, if San Francisco continues their success, Purdy's going to have that position locked down. And man, there's so many other free agents too that are going to be in different spots. But yeah, and look at Jacksonville, man. That was wild.
Yeah. I that was a game that I had a real tough time picking, you know, on Friday, picking who was going to win that game. And you know, I my gut was telling me the Jaguars, but I went with the Chargers. But man, what can you say? What were they up 27 points and couldn't pull that off?
Yeah. You know, you don't really know. I mean, obviously the head coach, but you know, a lot of people are putting that on the quarterback too. But you know, every it's the team sport, but you know, I don't know. I would lean a lot of bad on the head coach, because you know, that dumb was playing his starters in the last week when he didn't need to.
Yeah, for sure. And then the Bills, that game was a hell of a lot closer than I thought it was going to be. Especially when it started off, it was like 17-0. I'm like, okay, well, the Bills are going to just blow them out. But you got to give credit to McDaniels, the coach of the Dolphins, for having him prepared. And he's a weird dude, but he seems to be able to get the job done with him.
Yeah. I mean, you went over a locker room, man, and there's no telling what those guys would do for you, man. They battle for him, and you know, he's proven he's done a hell of a job. If they could just keep a healthy quarterback, they'd be, I think they'd be dangerous, man. In Buffalo, there's something going on. I mean, Allen's making too many mistakes that he shouldn't be making. And I think that's due to them losing, the head coach of the Giants.
He was the offensive coordinator for Buffalo.
I mean, when he was at Buffalo, their red zone percentage was excellent, and now
Ryan DeBall.
Now Buffalo and Allen, more so than his teammates, are making a lot of silly mistakes inside the red zone and not capitalizing.
Yeah. And speaking of Brian DeBall, no surprise, the Giants knocked off the Vikings. As you said the other day when we were talking, the biggest frauds in the NFL, which just goes to prove it right there. Them getting beat 31-24 by the Giants, and the Vikings are at home, you know, and I don't know. I just, how much longer does Kirk Cousins have on his contract? Cause that guy has got to go.
Yeah, I agree, man. And, I like New York baseball teams for the most part, but not so much the Mets. I like the Yankees, you know, but I've never really been on the, you know, the New York bandwagon for football, unless it's, you know, Buffalo, but, you know, you're dang near out of state for that.
Yeah.
But good for the Giants, man. I mean, Jones was taking a lot of heat, but he's played well under DeBull. And Barkley, you know, he's had battled some injuries, and you know, he's a stud if he could stay healthy, you know. So I'm happy for him. You know, I'd like to see him win. I'd like to see him beat Philly, man. That would be something.
That would be awesome. Yeah, for sure. And the Bengals eked one out over the Ravens, which that game was also a lot closer than I thought it was going to be. And it came down to Huntley fumbling the ball on the half yard line. That led to a 98-yard touchdown, but that was a little too close for comfort, because that's The Bills or the Bengals are the two teams that I'm pulling for from here on out.
Yeah, I think my two teams are 49ers and the Bills.
Yeah, the 49ers to come out of the NFC for sure, especially now that they got to play the Cowboys. And, boy, if there was ever a time where I think it is time for Mr. Brady to run right off into the sunset after that on Monday night, after getting beat 31-14, and it really wasn't even that close, that, to be honest with you. You know, you watched it too.
Yeah, it wasn't much of a game. I had to turn it off because I can't stand looking at Jerry Jones, man. That'll be a good day when he doesn't have that team anymore.
Yeah.
Don't want nothing bad to happen to the guy, but he's made it into something that it doesn't need to be, man. He puts so much pressure on those players, and it's just their attitudes. And I'm just not a Cowboys fan like I used to be in junior high.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and also during the game, you know, especially towards the end, Brady was starting to throw his fits. But there was one play specifically where he had, I don't know, I think it was the tight end wide open. I mean, wide open. And he, without being pressured, threw the ball. It had to be 6 or 7 yards short. And then he yelled at that guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you yelling at him? That wasn't the guy just, it was like a turnaround route. So it wasn't like he ran the wrong route, and Brady looked right at him and then just completely underthrew him.
Yeah, it's, you know, you're getting old, John. But, well, you know,
go ahead.
What he needs to do, Brady, if he's deciding to come back, which, you know, is whatever, he needs to go find him a single Kardashian, have one hell of a summer.
Yeah.
You know? Just soak it all in, do what you need to do, make some, you know, get a hold of AB, maybe make some videos, take some pictures in a pool. And maybe if he gets an offensive line that assures that he's not going to get hit in the backfield, maybe he could come back and be the Saints quarterback next year. What do you think about that?
I'd rather not. I'd rather him just hang out with AB. I think let's just go with the Red Rifle. If we got to pick between those two, I'll just stick with Andy Dalton and hopefully get a good draft pick. So, all right, man. Well, let's get some news and I'll come back and I'll finish things out with some NBA talk and Pels talk. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Since I was young, since I was a little boy with a toy gun, never really wanted to be number one, just wanted to love everyone.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132. What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Christ Church Cathedral, the Cathedral Church of the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana. Christ Church Cathedral acts in support of community renewal and socioeconomic justice. Learn more at cccnola.org.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. A while back, I hosted the NFL show. Remember? We'd take a knee for no one. I've returned to WGSO to host shows on Tuesday and Thursday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Tuesday evenings, we will focus on the causes, consequences, and solutions to the international, national.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Baton Rouge police have arrested a juvenile in connection with the shooting and robbery of his 10th grade Broadmoor High School classmate as he walked to the bus stop this morning. Sergeant L.G. McNeely says the victim was taken to the hospital.
We learned that the suspect that we had previously been looking for in a robbery that occurred earlier this month committed this robbery.
After being shot, the victim ran home for help and paramedics responded to a neighborhood off Sherwood Forest Boulevard. The suspect is being held at the juvenile detention center and faces two counts of armed robbery. Police in New Iberia confirmed they have arrested a 14-year-old boy for the murder of another teen who was found shot to death Monday behind an apartment complex. From the condition of the body, detectives believe the victim had been deceased for some time. Neither the juvenile nor the accused teen shooter have been identified as of yet because they are underage. LouisianaRadioNetwork.com.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-776-3519. 800-776-3519.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-776-3519. 800-776-3519. 800-776-3519.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Let's go.
All right. Welcome back to the Something to Say radio show. Thanks for sticking around. And we got Pels tonight back at home at the Smoothie King Center taking on the Heat, ending, getting off that five-game road trip, which it was okay. That's about as good as you can say about it. It was they ended the road trip 2-3 after losing on Monday to the Cavaliers, which you know, it was a good game Monday. It just seemed like the last game of a road trip where they'd been gone for a week and a half or so. But and they led most of the way on Monday also. However, they just ran out of steam in the fourth quarter and were outscored in the fourth quarter 35-22. But another strong performance from Giannis Valanciunas. He ended the game with 22 points and 13 boards. And that was even with Donovan Mitchell for the Cavaliers, who's played phenomenally this year. He left in the third quarter with a groin strain. But they have a really good battle between Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell. And Darius Garland picked up the slack and ended the game with 30 points, 6 rebounds, and 11 assists. But yeah, it was, you know, I hate to be a homer about it, but, you know, all things considered with being undermanned like the Pels are, they played some good teams and they won the games they should have won, and they were competitive in the games that were going to be tough. So really, I don't think it's anything to be upset about. And they're still number 3 in the West, so that's good. And taking on a Heat team, which has been, you know, I don't think that they've been world beaters by any stretch of the imagination. They're a fairly good team. They're 24-21 going into the game. They are favored tonight, which is a little surprising to me. And they've won 3 of their last 5. Of course, like I said, the Pels have lost 3 of their last 5. So we'll see. It's just got to be more of the same with the Pels. They got, you know, they got to control the rebounds, which has been a bit of an issue. They were getting out rebounded on Monday pretty significantly. And really, that's what ended up costing them the game, because they were getting second, third, fourth. I think there was one time they got five offensive rebounds, and you're just not going to win a whole lot of games if you can't control the paint and control the rebounds. And turnovers were pretty close, I know, on Monday, and that's something that I think could be cleaned up, and hopefully sooner rather than later. But you know, tonight they, like I said, the over-under is 220 on this game, which I kind of feel like that's a little low. And like I said, Miami's favored by 3.5 on this one. But I still look for the Pels to win this game. I think they need some home cooking, and unfortunately it's just a one-game homestand. And then they're going to have to get back out on the road and let's see who they're playing next. Oops. Sorry. Let's see here. All right, so they play tonight, and then they're going to go to Orlando on Friday, and then they'll play Miami again on Sunday. And then come back home for 3. They'll have Denver, Minnesota, and Washington at home. Denver's going to be a tough game. They're number 1 in the West right now, playing really good basketball. And but you know, this is a game. I think it's a very winnable game. And really, a lot of it's going to be containing Jimmy Butler. They need to make sure that they keep Adebayo off the boards. He's been playing really well this year, averaging over 20 points a game and 10 rebounds a game. So not an easy task, but can be done. They just need to continue playing the way they have. And I think a little bit of the issue also Monday was that CJ McCollum came out really cold. He only had 4 points at halftime. Now, granted, he did end the game with 24. I'm sorry, did he have? Yeah, he had 24 points, but you know, had a great second half. But we've got to have that. You got to have a consistent every quarter with him, and it was just unfortunate. But you can't say enough good things about Valanciunas and what he's been doing this year. I think it was his 21st double-double the other night. So, you know, he's just a consistent guy, and he plays every night, and that's what you want. It'll be nice. Obviously, there's still question marks on when Brandon Ingram will return. There was talks of him coming back during the road trip, but no such luck. And I know he has been he's been at least doing shoot arounds, because I've seen some pregame stuff with him out on the court, and also Zion out, but Zion won't be reevaluated for another week. Actually, next Tuesday he's going to be reevaluated with the hamstring injury, so hopefully there's some good news with him, because really need to get him back out on the court. And you know, it'd be nice to have all three of these guys. You know, have CJ and Brandon Ingram along with Zion out there. And also tonight, the Pels will be without Herbert Jones for the second straight game after he had a back contusion, I believe, from a fall that he took over the weekend in the game. So they're definitely going to miss his defense, and hopefully he can get back out on the court soon too. But you know, like I've said 1,000 times this year, that thankfully this team is a very deep team, and you know, they're really going to have to get some evaluations done on some of these injuries, because you know, there's some players that are out there that are all-star caliber players that are available, and the Pelicans certainly have the capital to be able to bring some of those, you know, to pull off a good trade. I don't know if it's going to be as good as CJ McCollum trade was for us last year, but there's still some guys out there. Bogdanovich, that's one that sticks out to me, and looks like he's going to be available from the Pistons, and I think that would be a great fit. He's averaging over 20 points a game, and he can shoot from the outside, and I think that really that would be something that the Pels could really use, because Trey Murphy's been playing better this last week, but he's still not shooting the three ball as well as he was earlier in the year. And it could be because, you know, some of these other teams have figured out, you know, what he's, you know, what his game is, and he's going to have to evolve with that. And as much as I like him, I think he's a great ball player. He's still a young guy. You know, this is only his second year in the league, and he's made tremendous strides from his first year. So you just want to see him keep improving and rounding out his game. So hopefully he hits his stride and can get back into really helping this team win. And he, like I said, he did have a good game the other day. I believe he had 15 or 16 points, and did hit a couple of big threes, but it'd be nice to see him do that more on a consistent basis. So, yeah, tonight, 7 o'clock at the Smoothie King Center, Pels and the Heat, and hopefully everybody gets there and gets loud. I think they're giving away the city flags. Well, they're calling them city flags. They say NOLA on them. But either way, it should be a fun game, and I know I'm looking forward to going to my next Pels game. So, all right. Well, let's take a break and come back. We've got we'll talk some about Sean Payton, and we'll talk a little baseball also before we get out of here. So don't anybody go anywhere. I'll be right back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
We're on when I want.
Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
When there's a battle, bring strength.
When there's a problem, seek answers.
When there is doubt, give hope.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones. I'm back with the Louisiana Jones Gumball Hour from 11 to 12 noon every Saturday, WGSO 990 AM, as well as WGSO.com. Please join us.
Atomic batteries are powerful.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
May well possess.
If you recognize these clips, I'll tell you, you're in the right spot. Right here at Everything Old is New Again, WGSO 990 AM. Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, where we talk all things entertainment pop culture. Tune in. You'll love it. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, right here at WGSO.
Top now.
All right, thanks for sticking around for more of the Something to Say radio show. And of course, we need to talk about Coach Payton. We haven't been around this week, but he started his interview process with some of these teams, and he interviewed with the Texans on Monday, and had a lot of nice things to say. I forgot who. I think he was on Colin Cowherd or so. I forgot. Maybe, I think that's whose show he was on. But had a lot of nice things to say about them. And, you know, ideally, you know, that would be a wonderful spot for him to go to. If, you know, if we're talking about being selfish Saints fans and wanting the best draft picks possible. I don't know if they. I mean, I know they have the number two pick in the draft. I don't know if they would give that up for Coach Payton, but they very well could. However, he did meet with the Broncos today, or I'm sorry, yesterday, and in Los Angeles. And there's some reports that I'm seeing things are quote unquote lining up very well for the Broncos to be the team that he goes to. And I'd misspoke in the past because I didn't think they had a first round draft pick. However, I forgot that they had traded Bradley Chubb to Miami. So they actually do have Miami's draft pick in the first round. Now it's a late pick, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's in the high 20s. So, but it's a first round draft pick them nonetheless. And you know, at this point in the game, if you're going to try to get a quarterback, maybe you can parlay that with, and I hate to say this, but with another first round draft pick for next year, and maybe move up, or maybe package that with a player and move up in the draft. But either way, gonna have to get up in the top 10, at least the top 15, in order to get somebody that's gonna make an impact at the quarterback position, because I think there's gonna be a big run on quarterbacks this year. You know, and I think it'd be a good situation, as much as a mess as of what it was this year in Denver. It's still a good situation, I think, for him, at least as far as ownership and things like that. I think he'll have a lot of free reign to do what he wants to do, which I believe is really important for him. You know, is he going to be able to fix Russell Wilson? I don't know. Maybe. I mean, if anybody could do it, I would say that he could. He did on Monday. It was on Colin Cowherd. He did also say that what the Saints want for compensation is a mid or a late first round pick. So, I mean, they're understanding. Nobody's gonna give up a top 10 draft pick for a coach. I'm sorry, it's not gonna happen. And you can't make the asking price so high that nobody wants to take it, because he'll just work for Fox next year, not the year, and leaving the Saints with nothing. So, you know, I'm looking at it as that's a positive thing and a very gracious thing that he's doing. So he still has to meet. Well, he's still going to meet with the Panthers owner David Tepper in New York on Friday. And then he'll make a decision, but he can't sign on with anybody until the Saints get compensated. So it may be something that happens sooner rather than later, and that would be that'd be wonderful, because then the Saints know exactly what they're looking at and can start making the right adjustments. Now, I have read also that there could be a union of Tom Brady and Sean Payton in Carolina, and I really just don't see it. I don't think that Carolina is the spot that Coach Payton would really want to. There's some question marks with their quarterback there, and even bringing in Tom Brady. I don't know. I don't know. After Friday night, like I was saying earlier with Rudy, he was on hissy fits on the field, but that was his fault, not his teammates. Coach Payton is going to want to get into, and he could, saying that he's not, but right now I just don't want him to get into. So we'll have to see. I know there's been some coaching changes. I know Jim Schwartz, he was hired by the Browns to be the defensive coordinator yesterday. So there's that. And then you have Nathaniel Hackett's out there as an offensive coordinator, which obviously there's going to be some changes made, I think, in as far as an offensive coordinator. And, there's also Joe Lombardi, who was the quarterback's coach for the Saints for quite a while. He was the offensive coordinator for the Chargers and was just recently let go. And that could be that might not be a bad idea to either, to bring him back, but at the same time, I kind of go back and forth with it because, you know, maybe we need a little bit of a changing of the guard and maybe get somebody that has some fresh ideas and not trying to replicate Coach Payton, because that's a lot easier said than done. And even though these guys were coaches underneath him, I don't trust how much they actually learned. They're not him, you know. So that's kind of where I'm at with all of it. I would just prefer to go in a different direction. Maybe get somebody that's young, because, you know, if you've been paying attention, there's a lot of good young offensive minds that are coaching in the NFL right now, and they have different philosophies and different theories. And I think it could be a really good thing. And, you know, hopefully we can keep some of the talent intact on the Saints roster and be able to move forward. So, all right. Well, I didn't get to any baseball news. We'll wait. We'll talk about that with Rudy tomorrow whenever he's back. So we're going to get out of here. And Clay's up next with the scoop. So don't go anywhere. And until tomorrow, let's just play Gloria.
Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at @S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Join professional money manager Bill Gunderson for Best Stocks Now, weekdays at 11 a.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Get ready, Raider New Orleans. The Great Southern Gun and Knife Show is coming for 2 days only.
January 21st and 22nd.
At the Punch Train Center on Williams Boulevard. Show hours Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 5. Hundreds of dealer tables available, full of guns, knives, ammunition, holsters, gun books, camouflage, jewelry, and more. That's the Great Southern Gun and Knife Show,
January 21st and 22nd.
At the Punch Train Center, show hours 9 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday. Don't miss it.
Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with winemakers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
The best in wining and dining daily. It's the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show with Tim McNally from 4 to 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The National Archive says it must consult with the Justice Department before releasing to Congress information on President Biden's actions involving the handling of classified documents. House Republicans on the Oversight Committee have requested all documents and communications regarding the files found at Biden's home and former office. The Archive says it must ensure the release does not foul up the special counsel's investigation and has pushed back against GOP criticism that it is treating Biden's handling of documents differently than former President Trump's. After weeks of deadly rains, millions in California are finally getting a break, at least until tomorrow. These residents have seen the destruction firsthand and tell KPIX-TV.
This is the worst. We really haven't seen this much.
It's absolutely terrible. I can't believe it.
The National Weather Service says there's a slight chance for light rain Thursday before the state dries out through the weekend and into the middle of next week. Governor Gavin Newsom today announced emergency tax relief for business owners affected by the storms. Those who qualify can get up to a three-month extension to file their returns, in addition to waiving interest fees and penalties. Small businesses in the city of San Francisco's flood zone are now eligible for up to $5,000 in awards. Wall Street closes today sharply lower as the January rally loses steam. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 614 points, the S&P 500 fell 62, and the Nasdaq dropped 138. Microsoft announcing it'll lay off around 10,000 employees. The news caused shares for the company to take a slide and in turn drag down the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The National Retail Federation says holiday sales fell short of expectations as shoppers felt constrained by rising interest rates and inflation. The State Department says four Americans are among those dead in the Nepal plane crash that killed at least 70 people. A short-haul Yeti Airlines flight crashed on the runway Sunday. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A former president is taking aim at a potential challenger for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination.
Former President Trump is warning Florida Governor Ron DeSantis that it would be a bad idea if he ran for president. Trump called into the conservative podcast, The Water Cooler.
So, you know, now I hear he might want to run against me, so we'll handle that the way I handle things.
During the call, Trump also took credit for DeSantis being Florida's governor.
I got him elected, pure and simple. He would have never... If I said I wasn't going to endorse you, then I was, plus, you know, there was no reason to go wild about endorsing him.
Several polls have shown DeSantis beating Trump in a hypothetical matchup. I'm John Schaefer.
Tragedy out of Michigan. Authorities say a woman and her two children are dead after being found frozen to death in a vacant field.
Over the course of a couple days, we actually had been getting calls about a woman and kids not dressed appropriately for the conditions. Deputies would go there, look all through the area, and couldn't find anybody.
The woman.
Stray showers possible, but the rain chance holding off. Overnight rains are coming in with that cold front after midnight and before daybreak. Storms with showers moving through. Windy tonight, mostly overcast, partly cloudy. Falling to around 60 with the humidity dropping off for the morning tomorrow. Becoming less humid but still warming up to about 70, then turning colder tomorrow night. Sunshine returns through the day tomorrow and breezy. Mid-40s to 50 Friday morning, the high of near 60. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
Henderson Auctions 2023 kickoff auction is Thursday, January 19th. This live auction starts 9 in the morning and will have great deals selling construction, autos, and farming equipment, containers, tractor service, and dump trucks, pickups, trailers, ATVs, campers, boats, and more. Thursday, January 19th, 9 a.m., I-12, exit 22 towards Hammond, Florida Boulevard, Livingston, Louisiana, just across from the Livingston Parish Fairgrounds. HendersonAuctions.com. Best auction business license, ABD. 1-800-400-4549.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Welcome to The Scoop. It's an hour of news and talk, and your calls and input are definitely appreciated. To join the show, call 504-556-9696. And now the host of The Scoop, Clay Taylor.
Hey, 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 welcome back to The Scoop. I am your host, Clay Taylor. We are here in the studio again this week. Next week, I'll most probably be doing my show on the road back to Texas as usual. I need to just move to Texas. I'm always in Texas. Well, tonight we're going to have a great show. We're going to have open lines. For people who missed last week's show, I want to jump into this real quick and let everyone know that one of our colleagues here at the station passed away, Roland Creason. He had Nolatown Bible Study. We had a service yesterday, and we did a whole entire tribute to him. If you want to go back and listen, you can go back and listen to the show at WGSO.com. Tonight we're going to have open lines if you want to call in at 504-556-9696. Again, 504-556-96. We're going to also talk about crime in New Orleans. We're going to talk about Mayor LaToya Cantrell sleeping around with married men. I call her retarded LaToya for a reason. And so, she's, panning out to what she is and... So she's too busy. Instead of working on crime, she's sleeping with police officers in New Orleans. And, of course, because they're in bed with LaToya, they can't go fight crime. We're going to also talk about President Trump versus the installer-in-chief, Joe Biden. I don't call him president because he was installed. He was not elected by the people. We're going to talk about the handling of documents. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about if you like conservative talk show and you want to see and continue keeping people like The Scoop on the air, you can help support us. We're looking for sponsors. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, but we want to get your calls. Let's jump to your calls. Again, 504-556-9696. Let's lock in the lines. We have plenty of lines open right now. Again, 504-556-9696. Now let's jump right in. I want to talk a little bit about the whole entire Trump Mar-a-Lago, of course, what Joe Biden did, of course, all the documents. He did not have the authority to take documents when he was vice president. Now, let's look at this real quick, because President Trump had the authority to declassify documents as president. Vice presidents do not have that authority to declassify documents. So as the president of the United States, President Trump had that authority to take those documents with him, which most of them were folders. And actually, Newsmax reports about that. There's an article here, Trump, Mar-a-Lago records included empty folders. Former President Donald Trump says records found by FBI agents at Mar-a-Lago included hundreds of empty folders that have been used to hold papers later collected following meetings. The former president also took a jab at the Department of Justice and FBI, suggesting that the agencies could plant documents in the folders. And so... that's what we're looking at, possibly, this is a whole, what smells fishy is usually fishy, like I said at the council meeting 2 weeks ago. And when, people, Democrats are involved, it's usually fishy. And so Trump used Truth Social on Monday to unleash several comments concerning the records found at his Florida estate and documents found in a home and the former office of President Joe Biden. Page one, the fake news.